Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
We've done War of the Roses now for a year and a half, 2 years, and each week it always seems to be a little different than the last. This one, we're dubbing the Osbournes version of War of the Roses. Hey, Lisa.
Hi.
How are you? I can already hear the stress. What's going on?
I have issues. Okay. My boyfriend... We've been together for like about a year. And the first maybe about 4 or 5 months we were together, he was messing around. He was like basically f***ing this like that works at this restaurant down the street from where we live.
Is that her real name?
Yeah, that's her name. No, actually, I think her first name is Skanky because that's exactly what she is.
Okay.
And, you know, she works at like, I don't know, like the evil bot or some shit, like, you know, down the street. And, you know, I like came home from work one day and like caught them in bed together. It was so bad. I don't even know. Like this and my man just around on me when I'm at work, like trying to make the dollar. Do you know what I mean? It's just
Lisa. I'm no psychologist, but I am. I'm sensing that there's still some anger.
A little bit, and I'll tell you why. This is so up. So up. He needs to keep it in his pants too, but. I saw in his car, like, a box from the Able Bot.
Okay. And
yeah,
you think...
like a to-go bag, and it wasn't old. It was, like, pretty fresh. It was, like, you know...
How long ago was this?
Yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
So, if I'm hearing you right, he goes out when you guys first start dating. He has sex with a woman that works over at the Able Bot.
Yeah, you know what I did to him, too?
Uh-uh.
When he was sleeping, I burned him with my curling iron.
This is so hell. Why are you even still with this guy? What is the matter with you?
Because I love him.
Oh, come on now. No, you don't.
Yes, I do. He's just up, but I do love him.
So this guy messes around on you. You burn him with a curling iron. You stay together. He comes home with a bag in his car. And now you want to get out of the relationship?
I don't necessarily want to get out. I just want to find out what's going on. I want to find out who's around with the gang that lives, you know, that works down the street.
Now, maybe if you broke up with him, you wouldn't have so much bitterness.
Yeah, why are you with this guy? He's never going to treat you right anyway. Why are we even making this call?
I just want to know. Because, you know, he does love me, even though he can't keep it in his pants. He says he's been faithful. I just want to find out.
I'm just curious because I've never talked to anybody that actually caught somebody else in bed. What is that whole scenario like? You open up the door, there he is literally having sex with somebody else. And what does he say?
Well, basically, they didn't say much because I was too busy hitting them and screaming and, like, you know, kicking them out of the bedroom. But, yeah, like, I went in there and it totally smelled like sex. It was so bad. Asses and, you know. Whatever.
This is not going to go well. Will you make a promise to me? Once we find out if this guy is sleeping with Siebel, that you don't stab or shoot him?
Yeah, okay.
Or burn him with a curling iron?
Yeah, I can't promise that.
I just know, I can already tell where this thing is going. I mean, this guy is messing around. You're aware of that, right?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay.
You know, he couldn't even around with a bitch that works at a decent restaurant, you know? Not even like the Olive Garden.
All right, what's dude's name that we're calling?
His name's Bob.
You know, we're going to give Bob a call here.
Okay.
You just stay on the line. I know as hard as this is going to be for you, don't say anything until Lindsay finds out who he's going to turn around and send the flowers to, and also what he's going to write on the card, okay? And as soon as we find out what he's going to write on the card, then you can go ahead and you can pretty much say anything you want, all right?
Okay.
Hello?
Is Bob in, please?
Speaking.
Hey, Bob, this is Lindsay from the Rose Bunker. How are you?
Lindsay?
Yeah. From the Rose Bunker, new flower shop in the area. How you doing?
Cool.
Yeah, did I wake you up?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Bob. I apologize. I started calling people a couple hours ago, so I figured that you'd be up. I apologize. But I have good news for you.
Cool.
As part of a promotional offer, we are going to send you a dozen long-stem red roses, and you can send the roses to whomever you want. So you basically get to send someone free flowers. Do you want to send someone free flowers?
Flowers?
Yeah, totally free flowers.
Wow. Yeah.
Bob, what have you been doing this morning?
What?
What are you doing right now?
Oh, sleeping.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so I just have to fill out a card. Who would you like to send your roses to?
Let's see. Lisa.
To Lisa? Okay. And what would you like the card to say? Bob? You with me?
Yeah. Okay. Got these free flowers and thought of you.
No. Got these free flowers and thought of you? Is this your girlfriend?
Yep.
Okay, maybe you want to do something more romantic?
That's cool.
Do you love her?
Guess.
You guess? Is she like the one and only for you?
Let me go ahead and interrupt here. This is Bert and that's Lindsay and we're calling from Q100 Radio.
Okay.
And we actually have Lisa on the other line right now. Hey, Lisa, you want to say
hi? You guess, though? Like, you don't know? Like, you have to think
now.
About it? Like, you guess? What the is that?
Lisa, you know I love you.
Hey, Bob, let me tell you what's going on
you
here.
You don't know you love me. You had to think about it. You guess, though?
Oh, come on now. You got to give him a break.
No. Dumb
shit.
And let me ask you a question since we're on the subject anyway. What are you doing eating that evil bat?
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
Bob.
Here's what's going on. Lisa thought maybe that you were getting back together with that girl over at,
I found a bag, Bob, in your car from the evil vibe.
That's what I was going to say. She thought maybe that there was something going on between you and that girl that works over at Evil Vibe, Becky. And that's why she placed this to make sure that there was
her
nothing.
Her name's the
there. I thought I was getting free flowers.
You are, but,
what the free flowers. It's always about free shit, isn't it?
Oh.
Has nothing to say.
Lisa, do you think you're being just a little hard on the guy? He sent him back to you.
He guesses he loves me? The dumb shit. What is that? Why don't you go to the evil pie and guess you like love someone over there? Some
please. You give me some flowers. Give me some flowers.
What are you doing eating the evil pie?
Hungry.
I don't want
hungry.
I don't even know.
We're going to let you guys go. The good news here, Lisa, is Bob turned around and he sent the roses to you. I mean, you got to give him a little bit of a break here.
Yeah, I'll give him a break later.
See you guys.
Good luck, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
What?
The Bert Show.
You can listen to the show for 15 minutes and realize that Jeff is evil. But the day that we put the shock collar on Phil Tirana and had Jeff at the controls was the day that we realized the true darkness in Jeff Dollar's heart.
We're sitting in my car right outside of a fast food restaurant in Atlanta. And what's going to happen in about a minute, I'm going to walk in to the restaurant and sit at one of the tables and just look at, you know, newspaper or something, like I'm waiting for somebody. And then once Phil sees me sitting all comfortable, he is going to walk into the restaurant and go up to the counter, and he's going to be on the cell phone with you guys.
Okay.
So you guys were at, just so you know, we're at Chick-fil-A.
All right.
So place an order with him at the Chick-fil-A. So you tell him what you want.
Okay.
He will order from the counter.
Okay.
At random times during that conversation, I'm going to press the red button on the PetSafe electronic dog training collar, which he will be wearing around his neck.
Poor thing.
This, I am sure, at the least will make him stutter. At the most, will make him cry out.
Or poop his pants.
Yeah, or poop his pants.
All right.
Give me a code word when I hit it the first time. Somebody order hot chocolate.
Small hot chocolate.
Okay.
When you say small hot chocolate, that's okay. I'll start.
All right, then you're on your own.
Okay, I'm in the restaurant. I just waved Phil in.
Just sat down.
Okay.
I'm on my way in.
I think you guys, okay, Phil's in the restaurant. I think you guys are going to hear the beep.
Okay.
When he orders.
We'll
turn it over to Phil now, and I'm going to listen for the word
okay,
hot
I'm here.
Chocolate.
Okay,
hey, good morning.
All right, go ahead and start ordering some stuff for us there.
I'm ordering for a bunch of people at work as well. Let me get just a chicken biscuit.
Three
and guys, what would you like?
Are they serving waffle fries this early in the morning?
Are you serving waffle fries this early in the morning? No, hash browns.
Hash browns. Okay, we'll have three orders of hash browns.
Three orders of hash browns.
Couple of chicken biscuits.
Couple of chicken biscuits. So I guess three.
A small hot chocolate.
A small hot chocolate.
And
another small hot chocolate.
Another small hot chocolate.
And I think Melissa wants a small hot chocolate as well.
Come on now.
Hey, that's three hot chocolates.
Is that Jeff? Yes, Jeff.
That's Jeff laughing.
What else, guys?
Ask him to read the menu, too.
Yeah, go ahead and just read some of the items off the menu because it's been a while since I've been at Chick-fil-A.
Okay, on the breakfast menu we have platters with two eggs, biscuits, and gravy, which... with Chick-fil-A chicken with sausage or bacon. We can do some orange juice. We can do a Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit, a hot buttered
stop.
Jeff, take
Jeff,
it easy
stop
on
it.
Them.
It's
Jeff,
now.
Take it easy on them. Yeah, it's too much.
We all want to do a cinnamon Danish.
Yes.
We can do a God.
Never would have asked them for the hot chocolate.
Listen to Jeff just laughing. Jeff.
We can also do a hot butter biscuit. We can add cheese.
Okay, Jeff, that's enough.
Yeah, Jeff, that's
90
plenty.
90 seconds yet?
That's 90 seconds.
That's it,
plenty.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Jeff, cut it out.
That's plenty.
Oh, I'm so
Jeff,
sorry.
Stop.
Take the thing off. If you don't take it off now, Jeff will do it.
Hold on. God, I'm going to take this thing off. Stop it. Stop it.
I'm moving the restaurant.
Yeah, take it off.
Stop.
Take it off
stop.
The phone.
On the floor.
Stop.
The glass. Hold on. Ah. Jump around.
Hold on. It's tied around my neck. God bless America. Stop.
Take it
Jeff,
off.
Stop.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Chances are pretty good if they're important to Atlanta, then at one point or another, they've joined the Burt Show. Jane Fonda, no different.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's so good to have you in here.
Well, it's good to be here.
You stopped acting in 1992. Is there anything that you really miss about acting, or what's the biggest thing that you miss about acting?
No, I don't really miss anything. I test myself. I go to a movie with a part in it that I could have played, and I said, do I miss this? No, I don't.
Have you found that you needed to find some other kind of creative outlet now that you're not acting anymore?
Well, let me tell you something. The thing that I find creative about acting is that you get inside the skin of another person, and it's all about human transformation and the factors that cause people to change. I'm doing that now, but I'm doing it in real life. I'm working with young people and their parents to figure out how can you get them to change, from people who see no hope, from people who don't know how to be good parents, to people who see a hope, because hope is the best contraceptive. We're trying to get young people from having babies until they're ready to be really good parents.
And this is what GCAP is all about?
That's what GCAP, the Georgia Campaign for Adolescent Pregnancy Prevention, is all about. And that is my creative inspiration life. Why do I care about that? Because it took me 60 years to get my act together. That's why. And I don't want other girls and boys to have to wait so long.
What struggles specifically are you talking about that led you into doing?
I'll just name one.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, if I really am who I am and say what I really feel, he won't love me anymore.
Sure.
And what's interesting is you can be a very strong and powerful woman politically, socially, professionally, but behind the closed doors of your intimate relationship, you can lose your voice. It's generational and it's cultural. And it's not that men are bad or that anyone's doing this on purpose. It's just, it's part of a society that's been around as long as agriculture, and it can be changed. You know, I figure if I can change, anybody can change.
Right. In 1995, you were nominated as one of the sexiest women in film. And I was wondering, would you consider being sexy a compliment, or would you find that demeaning?
Well, I think it's a compliment.
It is.
I'll tell you why I would consider it a positive, because I was in my 60s. And I think it's good for other women and girls to hear that somebody in their 60s could be considered sexy. Sure, but it has nothing to do with your looks.
Right.
Feeling sexy is what's happening inside you.
Right.
And the more you own yourself and the more you bring yourself into the activity, the sexier.
Now, what age did you look at yourself and just say, okay, I'm okay?
60.
Was it at 60?
Yeah. Isn't that sad?
No.
It's good that you got there, because many women don't.
Well, you struggle.
Never give up. It's never too late. I'm writing my memoirs and it's a happy ending.
You know, we were talking about, you know, self-image and stuff like that, and you struggled with bulimia for 20-something years,
you
correct?
You got it, yes. Yeah. And I'm writing all about that, too.
When you've struggled with bulimia for 20-something years, what's the final straw where you go, okay, it's time for me to get some help here?
For me, everybody's different. For me, the final straw was I either continue with my disease or I die. And I don't mean necessarily die physically, but I had two children, I had a marriage, I was living a life that I felt had meaning, it was important, it was, you know, I was very socially active, and I could either continue doing that and be effective or not. I had to make a choice. Go for the light, go for the darkness.
We're talking to Jane Fonda this morning. If you weren't part of the whole Hollywood scene and doing the acting thing, do you think that struggle with bulimia would have ever happened?
Yes,
you
absolutely. You know why? Because I was never told that I was okay. I was only time my parents ever commented on how I looked was to tell me I was too fat. I was never fat. You know, I was too this, I was too that. Parents have to let their children know that they love them unconditionally, no matter what. To be dismissed because of how you look, it makes you feel that you have to prove yourself. You have to be perfect. And you know, when I talk about it's what happened to me at 60, what happened at 60 was I learned good enough is good enough. You don't have to be perfect.
Well, Jane Fonda, thank you so much for coming in. I mean, it has just been a treat to have you in here and an honor.
I want to make an announcement.
Okay.
I am so proud to be the first to tell Atlanta and the first to publicly congratulate Bert and Stacy. They are expecting their first child in early November.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And they're standing, both of them, right here.
We found out weeks ago, but we had a bit of a scare.
We went in for our first doctor's appointment. They had seen something else in my uterus with the baby. They weren't sure what it was, so my doctor right away sent me to a specialist, and it was some kind of mass.
Hubcap.
It actually turned out to be a burst headphones.
Well, I won't tell you how they got
there. So, it's okay, though. You're all right?
What he really thought was that it was a fold in the placenta, but he also said it could possibly be a molar pregnancy, and that's real scary.
That means when your tooth is pregnant.
Yeah, I wish. So we just went back on Monday, and it wasn't there. So he said the fold worked itself out. Perfect pregnancy. Be sure to tell everyone and be happy.
Are you going to want another flavor?
I didn't want to, but Bert's been begging, so I think he doesn't ask for much, so I think...
See, there you go. There you go. He won. I'm just kidding.
Let me tell you, the overall scheme of things, it's Bert one win and about 55 losses.
Bert, yeah. Why don't you find out and not tell her?
I would do that, but she thinks that there's no way I could keep
there's
it a secret.
There's no way.
Okay.
He would slip.
Oh, my God. No, you'd do great.
No.
You should, yeah, because you know what? If you slip up and go, how's my little boy doing? Then the next day you go, how's my little girl? You could make Stacey insane. She's already going to be all hormonal and crazy.
Can I tell you about my grandson?
I'd love to hear it.
Okay. Well, we saw, I think it was the second time we went in to see the sonogram, and my daughter did not want to know the sex, okay? You know, I was saying to the nurse, can you tell from the sonogram what sex it is? And she said, not really, you know, on rare occasions, if it's a real stud muffin, was the word she used. And suddenly I looked at the sonogram, and I mean, if that's not a stud muffin, it's a third leg. And I didn't say anything. And my daughter went out of the room, and I said to the nurse, am I seeing what I think I'm seeing? And she said, you bet.
Really?
Wow.
You bet.
Well, I
knew early on.
They've already seen the baby's nose.
It's true.
So
that's true. We got the pictures back the other day. And here's one thing. You know, when Stacey was telling you that, you know, they found something in the picture that just didn't quite look right. And... I mean, no. I'm talking about the molar tissue.
She just got a profile shot of you, Burton, and got that joke.
And it was amazing to me because I'm pretty nervous about having a child. But once they tell you that there's a possibility that you will not have the child, it's amazing how quickly I became so attached to that picture.
Right.
Yeah, it really was.
It was amazing. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't believe, like, we'd only known 2 weeks, and all of a sudden I was like, I don't care. I know I can get pregnant, but this is what I'm having.
Yeah, I know.
So nothing is going to be
That's
wrong.
Right.
It's going to fix itself. I mean, it was like, I just couldn't, it was bizarre.
Yeah.
It's never amazing. Experienced anything like that.
Well, thank you for making that announcement for us. Appreciate it.
Congratulations. I hope everything goes well.
It'll be great. Thank you.
And you'll have to come back in when little Jane Fonda Weiss is born.
The Bert Show.
When No Doubt stopped by Atlanta, we had a chance to sit down and talk with him. The thing we didn't realize before the interview is Gwen Stefani has just a bit of a potty mouth. So when do you guys get in Atlanta?
What time do we get in, Tony?
In 4 o'clock in the morning.
Man, it was late.
That's early.
Early.
Damn. Where did you fly in from? Was there another festival before this?
Yeah, we did a festival in Nashville last night. Actually, Garbage was there as well.
Oh yeah.
And then we just drove in. Four hours later, we were in bed.
Which one of these bands at these festivals will you just not miss? You have to see. Because we saw you up there on stage when Garbage was playing, and you looked like you were loving it.
Yeah, I love Garbage. I love Shirley. The girl is hot, you know. And we've actually been friends for years, and we email each other, and we have so much in common. And, you know, she's just a cool chick. So.
You guys get a chat room? Is there like a rock and roll chat room that you guys get in together?
It's very exclusive.
Is it?
There's only a few of us in there.
I want the password.
Do you guys read, like, when stuff's on the internet and stuff like that about yourselves, do you guys ever go on and log in and read your own stuff, like message
boards? I go through waves of where I'll totally go in there and I'll be kind of addicted to it, and then people really piss me off. They're really no. No, they just basically, they like to go in there and complain a lot, and sometimes I think that it bums us out,
totally.
You know what I'm saying? There is obviously some amazing kids in there,
right.
and all that stuff, but...
you know that it's the rest of the guys in the band that are actually posting on there, right?
Yeah.
You
sometimes
know
it is a bummer. I mean, we are only human beings, and it does suck to be criticized, and, you know, I just like to go in and read the good stuff.
Do you have a pretty thin skin about that stuff, or do you just let it roll?
It's pretty thick at this point.
It's pretty thick, yeah. But, I mean... It kind of deters me from wanting to go in there and chat.
Right.
I used to go in there all the time and just talk, and then no one would believe it was me.
Right.
And then I'd be really pissed off and storm out. You guys, you know.
What do you guys, how often do you guys respond to what people post on there about you?
You know, Tom Dumont, our guitar player, he's really actively involved in posting all the time. We have a question and answer thing on there, and he goes in and answers all the questions. And, you know, when I got sick, I wrote and posted sorry to everybody that I got sick, but it's all your fault anyway, so.
So
Right. I saw on your website today that somebody's been like counterfeiting backstage passes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is kind of scary because you never know who could be back there.
Right. Well,
look at us.
Yeah. We're not really with the radio station. Are these festivals fun for y'all?
It is really fun.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
Definitely the best part is being able to watch all the other bands play, you know?
Right.
It's good.
It's challenging, too, because you know that everyone's not there for you, so you kind of have to win people over. We've been doing that for years, so we like doing that.
Yeah.
You know, it's in our blood.
I don't think I'm by the line to say that you're probably the biggest band here this year at Music Midtown. I think you probably are what everybody wants to come see and are sticking around for.
Tony?
So, I don't know if we're the biggest band. I think we're the biggest drinking band.
Did you guys realize that you were a big band?
You know what? I think the big turning point for this band was that we were always a live band for 9 years. And then we got on the radio. Just a Girl got on the local station, and it was like, oh my God, we are on the radio. Before that, we were a live band. We had a really huge, like, cult following for years, and people always came to the show. We were always successful in that way, but then we would play our single, and it was totally different because you had something to really connect with the audience to. It's really, really cool.
Have you guys watched your own Behind the Music?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, but after you watch it like 20 times, it's unbearable. You kind of got to stop.
I bet. Is it all true? You're like, Dad, I did not see that.
I'm pretty much over that.
Yeah.
We think it turned out pretty all right, you know, considering it's like, you know, 15 years of our lives squeezed into 40 minutes. Pretty good.
So as time goes on, as you do more things, like when you went to Jamaica to cut this album and stuff, they come to you again and say, we need to add a little more to your Behind the Music?
They just did the Deeper show. Did you see that? VH1 did the show called Deeper, and it kind of captures us in the moment. And it's when we were on tour with U2. So they got to see us, like, really just hanging out and partying and just, you know, kind of in the moment kind of thing. It was a good follow-up to Behind the Music.
How does the whole thing work where they tell you, you know, when somebody asks you to go on tour with them, like you two, how does that whole process work? Because I imagine it's like Bono calling you up and going, hey, I got an idea. Why don't you open for us?
Bono did call me up, though.
Did he really?
Yeah. He called me up to sing on his benefit record for the AIDS charity he did, What's Going On. Mm-hmm. And
were you doing the same thing to him that they were doing to you in the chat rooms? No, this is not Bono.
No, it was pretty crazy. It was really exciting because we were actually in London and we were mixing our album, and he called us at the studio and, hey, well, what are you doing tonight? We're going out. He's like, okay, we'll meet you over there. And we seriously went to a bar and got trashed.
Fun.
Like, just trashed together. He had to leave. Like, he left, and he was really pissed at us the next day because he got so wasted. And I didn't mean to. I just wanted to be polite and keep filling the drink for him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It was like, he's Irish, you know?
He's supposed to be drinking.
Yeah.
He should be able to hold his liquor.
I don't know if you've heard the rumors, but people say you're pretty hot. And guys are freaks. So what has a guy done in an attempt to get close to Gwen Stefani?
Honestly, never get picked up on or have guys coming up.
I think you're pretty well protected on the road.
Yeah.
Does it bother you with, like, you know, like when you see women with the I Love Gavin shirts on? That must be weird.
I think it's great. You know, I mean, everybody wants to be loved, and he's hot as hell, and he deserves for every girl to want him because he's hot.
God, those are words my wife will never say.
He performed yesterday. You're performing today. Do you guys get to watch each other?
No, I haven't seen him in, like, months and months. I saw him at Easter for 2 days, and then he surprised me yesterday, and he said, get your hotel room quick. And that's all he said. And I came off stage, and we drove, and he was there. He stayed, and then he flew out this morning. So I got to see him for a few hours last night.
Did you guys do it? Just kidding.
That's funny.
So
we're not married yet, dude.
I understand.
Engaged.
That's Gwen Stefani. She's a role model.
So how does that, if you're not seeing each other for months, how often do y'all talk?
We talk every day.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
You just haven't seen him in months.
Yeah, I just haven't seen him because we're both on tour the whole time. But 7 days and I get to see him again. We're going to Europe, so.
Oh, fun.
I'm excited.
Nice.
Do you get to enjoy any of Atlanta while you're here, or is it get in, get out?
Today is get in, get out, basically, huh? We enjoyed the Ritz-Carlton a little bit, and now we're here. So we're going to be going tonight right after the show.
Have a great show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Burt Show.
This here, great example of turnabout is fair play, because this guy was too much of a coward to tell this woman in the office that she had a big-time smelly foot problem, so he had us do it for him. Well, she got the last laugh because the tables got completely turned around on this guy.
Hey, Mary?
Hi.
Hey, Mary, it's Melissa. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Listen, I have for you, you have won it before you can buy it. Take us to John Mayer at Hi-Fi Buys. But I tell you what, there's a catch. Now, if you agree to take these tickets, in exchange, we have a secret that we have been told by one of your coworkers that we have to share on the air.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So do you will you accept the tickets?
Yeah, I'll accept the ticket.
All right. So you win. Should have taken
door number two.
the pygmy goats.
Yeah, win it before you buy John Mayer. Okay, Mary, here is the exchange. Here's the secret. Now, we had a coworker, and it was totally anonymous, okay? So even if you ask who the coworker was, I don't know who it is. But the coworker called a little concerned because they say that during the day, you know, you kind of, you know, relax a little bit, and you decide to take your shoes off at that point. And they're saying that the hygiene in the foot area is a little less than desirable.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, and it was apparently enough that they gave us a call and wanted us to give you a call.
And they wanted to put this on the radio?
Yeah, because I guess that they just didn't feel comfortable enough coming to you and telling you about this.
Huh.
Is it something that you see where they're coming from, or is it something that's, I mean, completely takes you by surprise?
Huh. Well, man, I'm sorry. I don't know what to say. They want this on the radio?
Well, the good news is we've got very low ratings. Very low.
Oh, wow. No matter what I say, can I still take the tickets?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The tickets are yours.
It's all yours, so just go to the concert, put your feet up, and enjoy yourself.
I think that they were just more nervous than anything else to tell you themselves, and it's really kind of, it's become kind of a big deal in the office, and nobody knew how to break it to you.
So they wanted to break it to me on the radio.
Yeah.
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 But you got tickets?
I guess you can keep your tickets because that's not cool with me.
Let's not do that again.
Yeah, that's not a very good
thing. How did that even happen?
That did not go over well.
Hey, you.
Yeah, Eric, how's that feel?
Oh, God.
Put your feet
up and enjoy the show.
At least she knows.
I'm sorry, that was hilarious.
Yeah. She must feel so embarrassed right now.
Yeah, do you know how
I kind of feel bad, but I don't think she should take it that seriously. I mean, it's kind of just, you know, whatever.
But you got to understand, it's so a woman. You're telling a woman that she stinks.
So why don't you go?
It's a problem with everybody in the office. It's a big deal.
And now
you're laughing.
So why don't you go?
I'm laughing at him though, man. That was hilarious.
Yeah. So why don't you go up and talk? Yeah. If she shouldn't take it too seriously, why don't you go up and tell her that today?
Oh, well, I guess I will.
Because he doesn't have John Mayer tickets.
Right. Because, you know, think about, you know, you're sitting in the office and now you're paranoid that everybody in the office thinks your feet smell.
Yeah, that girl's going to be mortified. Yeah.
You
don't have to take your shoes off to have a good time, so she's going to have to just kind of keep them on, I guess.
All right, well, she got the message. So Mary called us back and she said, you know what, since he called about me, I think it's only fair that I call about him, and that's why she's back on with us. Okay, Mary, what's up? You want us to call him?
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
All right.
It almost sounds like you're saying, Mary, Mary.
This is only fair.
This is Eric.
Does he know we're calling him?
He doesn't have to know.
Go get him, Mary.
She didn't know. By the way, just for the record, I think this is wrong.
Hello?
Hey, Eric.
Hey.
Hey, it's Bert and everybody, and we're back on the air right now.
Hey, what are you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, Eric.
Uh-oh. Yo.
Eric.
Yeah?
It's Mary here.
Hey, Mary.
Or should we call you Nick? Nick?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, what?
Hey, Mary called us back, and she said that she had something she wanted to tell you, and she thought it would only be fair to do it on the radio since you did it to her today.
Oh.
I want to know, you know, why don't you just tell everybody while everybody used to call you Pencil Dick Nick?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh.
emoción de la jugada. ¡Golazo, golazo!
Hey, hey, Nick.
Yeah, I don't know. What?
Nick, just go ahead and put your feet up and relax.
Now, Mary, did somebody tell you that in the office?
Oh, we've all got a glimpse.
Yeah, well, that's different. I mean, it's not the same thing at all.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, this doesn't affect everybody around me. It doesn't make everybody sick around me. I mean...
Mary, how did everybody get a glimpse?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We went on vacation this one time, and we all went together. It was kind of like a retreat. To learn more about, you know what I mean, our products and the staffing and inventory.
Right, it's like the thing that Boss does, like to get everybody to bond together, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but I've never seen anything so small in my life. I mean, no. I've seen, you know what I mean, sometimes you're small, but you know, you're full. He's empty. Empty. And then we went around for years and said, hey, pencil Nick. All right.
All right, let's go ahead and we know what the name is now, so that's probably fine.
Yeah, you've done enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nick?
Yeah.
Nick, we're going to go ahead and inch away from this topic here.
That's pretty funny. You know, at least I don't make everybody sick around me, all right? You know, I mean, that's nasty.
She's nasty.
Wash up your feet, all right?
All right, Nick. Well, you know what?
It's funny, Nick. When you were calling her, you were just like a big softy. Now you're so hard and edgy.
It was all funny.
But he's not that, he's not that hard and edgy.
Just for the record, if all this that we're hearing is true, she can wash her feet.
Right.
She can, she can buy odor eaters. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Mary, do you feel justified now?
Oh, I feel justified. I'm going to have a better day. You know, I'm just going to kick back, take off my shoes, and chill out with pencil. Nick.
She can't say it enough, can she?
Nick, now the slate is clean. It's even, right?
Yeah, okay.
All right. See ya. All right, Mary, we'll see ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was too funny. I am all petered out.
The Burt Show.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.